in France.
The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. It's time for AM 580 News. Here with our report, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. An agency in Champaign that assists the developmentally disabled is praising the settlement of a state lawsuit that would place more people like her clients in traditional settings. The PACE Center for Independent Living helps adults with mental retardation and other disabilities move out of large institutions and into apartments and group homes. That's the goal of yesterday's class action settlement, which gives more than 6,000 Illinois residents that option. Executive Director Nancy McClellan Hickey says the people she works with have been underestimated for years.
I think that's slowly changing, and people are starting to see that a person can work, a person can have their own household, they can get married, they can have kids. Many people are capable of that and are capable of maintaining that, and some just need a little support from a place like PACE or other organizations that provide services.
PACE stands for Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment. It helps about 2,000 clients find accessible housing and conduct simple tasks. McClellan Hickey notes the settlement will not only, in her words, set some people free, but save the state money, as some state institutions would be able to close. She says PACE's services cost about a third of what the state pays for its facilities. But Illinois will continue to monitor PACE and similar facilities that deal with transitions, and anyone wishing to remain in state institutions will be able to do so. Attorneys for a former teacher convicted of molesting students are asking courts in two counties to reduce his sentence. John White pleaded guilty in February to 8 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He was sentenced in April to 60 years in prison for incidents in the Urbana and Normal schools. White's attorneys are petitioning courts in McLean and Champaign counties to reduce the sentence. They say a therapist accidentally classified White as a higher risk offender, and judges failed to consider factors in White's favor. McLean County prosecutors say the sentence should stand. Earlier this week, the first of 8 families involved in the White case reached a $300,000 settlement with the Urbana School District. The mayor of Terre Haute, Duke Bennett, plans to appeal an Indiana appellate court ruling that says he was ineligible to run for the office. And the Republican Bennett says he's still the mayor, even though the ruling throws out last year's mayoral election and declares the mayor's office vacant. The loser in last year's election, former Terre Haute Mayor Kevin Burke, says it's not his place to try to get Bennett to honor the court ruling.
He's claiming that it's all up to his appeal now. And, you know, what I've seen is his press conference, and he's basically stating that he's going to stay there until his appeal is heard. It's not my place. I mean, I'm not going to spend time, effort, and money trying to get him to vacate the spot. I mean, that's up to him.
Burke says Bennett was ineligible, or the ruling, rather, says Bennett was ineligible to run for mayor because of a management job at Hamilton Center, which took federal funds to run a Head Start program. While the ruling disqualifies Bennett's candidacy, it says Burke doesn't get the office automatically because voters at the time were not aware that Bennett wasn't eligible. The new president of Indiana State University says he'd like to see enrollment at the school increase by 20% over the next 5 years. ISU installed Dan Bradley as the Terre Haute School's 11th president at a ceremony yesterday. Bradley asked for community and alumni involvement in a strategic planning process for ISU that's scheduled to begin December 2nd. Indiana State currently has more than 10,000 students. Vietnam-era radical Bill Ayers said he doesn't know President-elect Barack Obama any better than thousands of other Chicagoans. In an interview on ABC's Good Morning America this morning, he said the two never talked about Ayers' anti-war activities, with Obama never even asking about them. Ayers became an issue in the campaign when Republican presidential candidate John McCain's campaign raised questions about Obama's relationship with the founder of the group that carried out bombings at the Pentagon and Capitol. Ayers disputed the contention that in the new disputed the contention, rather, in the new afterword of a paperback edition of his 2001 memoir that he is describing him as, and Obama as family friends. He says that was simply how they were characterized in the blogosphere. 5 years ago, AM 580 and WBCP Radio teamed up with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers for Smile Healthy. It examined the lack of dental care for low-income residents in Champaign County. In one of the reports, we looked at a county-funded program that offered dental care for low-income children. The program's grown over the years, and now it has the Smile Healthy name. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Central Illinois Dental Education and Services became Smile Healthy 2 months ago. It still runs Champaign County's Child Dental Access Program, providing dental care for low-income kids in rural parts of the county. But Executive Director Nancy Greenwald says they also provide dental care in Rantoul for Head Start families and mobile dental clinics at area schools, all with the help of about two dozen dentists. Many offering services at a discount are for no charge.